Live from the front lines of freedom with a very special edition of the Steve Gruber Show. Live from Orlando, Florida, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, June 18, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says some bad decisions should be overturned if the court is given the chance, making a lot of people wonder about the future of Roe v. Wade. Number two, new polls show Joe Biden holding strong onto his lead over the field of Democrats. Next week, the first big test will happen when 20 Democrats take the stage in Miami for the first Democratic debate of the 2020 political season. And number one, while the Democrats are fighting amongst themselves, the president will be wheels up and headed for Orlando right here in just a few hours. The Amway Center right over my shoulder in Orlando will become the center of the political universe, with the president appearing in front of more than 22,000 supporters. Tens of thousands more will be outside. It is the hottest ticket, trust me. Look at these people. They have been out here for, what, 36 hours now. Lined up, they have been, trying to get in. And they hope to see the president talk about the economy, the southern border, and everything else. But a big announcement last night on Twitter has the chattering class going overboard today, and that is this. The president announced that ICE will begin removing millions of illegal aliens next week. That tweet coming out, let me share it with you just a little bit. Next week, ICE will begin the process of removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. They will be removed as fast as they come in. Mexico, using their strong immigration laws, is doing a very good job of stopping people long before they get to our southern border, which is a big reversal, of course, about where we've been. He goes on to write, Guatemala is getting ready to sign a safe third agreement. And what that means is, if asylum seekers end up in Mexico, it is now a safe third nation, which means they don't have to come to the United States. Of course, at the same time this is going on, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez comes out and says the president and his policies is akin to concentration camps, Nazi concentration camps on our southern border. It's unbelievable. But on Monday, she said on her Instagram followers that the U.S. government is running concentration camps on our southern borders. That is exactly what they are, wrote AOC. They are concentration camps. Her office did not immediately respond to people trying to get comments on that. But it is a bit stunning, to say the least. The Democrats believe in forcing our southern border to detain people who are trying to bust into the country illegally and hold them accountable for their behavior, somehow akin to putting people into forced labor camps where people were put to death by the millions during the Holocaust. It is an absolutely atrocious thing to say. And frankly, I'm sick and tired of people comparing their political opponents to Nazis. Well, if you don't agree with me, you're a Nazi. Nothing compares to Nazis. Can we be clear about that? And when you try to compare a political opponent to a Nazi, you make yourself look foolish and your argument to be specious. That's what I come up with. I mean, how do you give validity to anyone who would say that detaining illegals in the country is akin to a Nazi concentration camp? You can't. You wouldn't. It would never happen. Meanwhile, the president beginning behind the eight ball, he will be here in Orlando. And the sun just coming up across the city here. It's been a lot of storms in Orlando, a lot of rain, heavy thunderstorms, but that has not dampened the spirits of those here to see the president. More than 200,000 people tried to get tickets to get inside. They're the hottest ticket in town. 22,000 people will be inside the Amway Center, and I would expect maybe another 50,000 outside. I mean, I would expect that kind of crowd. You're going to have jumbotrons. You're going to have activities. You're going to have red hats as far as the eye can see. No question about it. And they're hoping to hear this president say, I am ready. I am ready to be reelected for four more years. And the excitement down on the streets earlier, I'm just going to tell you, is palpable. People lining up, they want to be able to see this president in action. And, of course, you have protesters as well. Meanwhile, Joe Biden leading the polling. In fact, all sorts of new polling says that Donald Trump has no chance of ever being elected. We heard that once before. I believe it was 2016. But Joe Biden now saying that if he's elected, one of the first things that he has to do is get rid of the president's tax overhaul and the tax rate cuts from 2017. The tax cuts from 2017 apparently are hurting you and I. And we must get those taxes back, and we must raise corporate taxes back from 21% so that we can have universal health care, so that we can have free college for everyone. Of course, nothing's free like that. But I want you to hear what Joe Biden had to say, and he's being pushed or dragged or pulled or however you look at it from a radical left agenda. It comes from the likes of Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Elizabeth Warren. And if you look at the polling, Joe Biden is number one. But if you put Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren together on the same line, because they're part of that socialist, democratic, Marxist, communist ideal, then you will get a number that is bigger than Joe Biden, and that must concern him, and that must have something to do with why he decided to go farther left and say, let's get rid of the tax cuts, let's raise taxes on everybody, let's do it immediately. It's bite number nine from Joe Biden. Let's hear from him right now.
So we have a three-part question. One, what are you going to say about this lie of scarcity? Two, how are we going to immediately and fully, not incrementally, eliminate poverty? And three, what can you say about your view on military spending and the militarization and the problem of warmongering that's happening in this country and world?
Number one, we have the greatest income inequity in the history of the United States of America since 1902. And the fact of the matter is, there is plenty of money to go around. The first thing I would do as president was eliminate the president's tax cut.
First thing I would do is raise taxes on everyone. The working families, the middle class that were run over in the heart of America in places like Florida's Panhandle, right here in Orlando, in Michigan, in North Carolina, the people that were run over by taxes and regulations and were struggling and were told by Barack Obama that 1 or 2% growth was the new normal. It clearly is not. Then you look at this country today, whether it's the cranes behind me here in Orlando this morning or the construction I see around my home in Michigan where more new homes are being built now than at any time in my lifetime. I've never seen anything like it, new single-family homes being built. To Denver, Colorado, where I was at the end of last week, same thing. Building going on all over the place, be it roads and bridges and apartment complexes. There's an economic renaissance, a boom going on in this country, fueled by an energy renaissance that came despite of Barack Obama, not because of. And this president has embraced that renaissance in energy. He has embraced the economy, and he has embraced America. And you should expect to hear some of those things come tonight here in Orlando. And he just might tweet a few things before he gets started. Look for him to stand outside and answer a few questions before he grabs Marine One and heads to Orlando at the Amway Center. We'll have special live coverage, by the way, on America's Voice News later today. So if you don't have enough coverage here, you can find americasvoicenews.com. Join me beginning at 7 o'clock tonight for special program coverage here in Orlando. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.